grab your mobile phone and have a look at that screen, which we do lots and lots during the day. The technical name for that screen is a GUI, a graphic user interface. All sorts of complicated things are happening behind the interface, behind that GUI, behind the screen, within the phone itself. And then on top of that, there's the complexity of the World Wide Web. And various of our natural senses are being used with this interface. So we're using sight, different visual apps, hearing different sounds for different notifications, touch. On the older iPhones, there was different parts on that surface that you could feel, and then there's swiping and then moving your fingers to expand or contract text. Communication and interaction happen across interfaces, and our natural senses are involved in the interface between different realms. So, men and women interface between the natural and the spiritual realms. Why? Because we each have a human spirit. And on top of that, some of our five senses are utilized in that interface between the natural and spiritual realms. Today, we come to a spiritual gift, a gracelet, a manifestation of the Holy Spirit that sometimes is misunderstood. Sometimes it's pushed to the side a bit, but it's actually super, super important for every citizen of the kingdom of God. It is the gift of discerning or distinguishing of spirits. I find the following definition by one writer very helpful. He writes, "The gift of discerning spirits, distinguishing of spirits in some translations, operates a bit like a spiritual Geiger counter. The gift provides perception into the spirit world, which includes the Holy Spirit, both good and evil angelic spirits, and individual spirits. It gives us supernatural insight into the realm of spirits." Now, it can sometimes be hard to work out, to tell where supernatural activity is originating from, because not all of it comes from the Holy Spirit. Only someone who can penetrate more deeply with spiritual eyes can tell the difference between supernatural activity from the Holy Spirit and from elsewhere. Most people interpret this gift as, you just know when there are demons around. And yes, that is part of the operation of this gift. But the gift of discerning of spirits is the ability to interpret spiritual atmospheres, to understand environments and how they relate to both the things of God and the things of darkness. So be careful not to see the gift too narrowly. That is, are there demons in the room? It's the ability to perceive more in the realm of the spirit, both good and evil, sensing atmospheres, sensing activities. It might be, for example, you find sometimes in church meetings that healing is actually happening in a particular part of that room as the Spirit of God is moving. With this gift, someone can distinguish the reality of God versus counterfeits. They can discern things that are divine, holy things compared to those that are demonic or evil. And if you think about it, at some level, every believer needs to get this gift, the ability to discern, to feel, to know if something is right, whether something is from God or not. And the Holy Spirit, through this gift, is able to reach deep into the spirits of people. Our inner feelings and motivations are perceived. It's a piercing through the outer surface to the inner spirit. Communication, of course, is perhaps the single greatest vehicle of any relationship. And so if we want true connection and intimacy with our Heavenly Father, we have to learn to tune into what he's saying. And that means tuning into the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. But here's what we need to be really aware of. There are competing voices seeking to influence us. And as we learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, we must realize that not every voice that speaks to us from the spirit realm is from God. So the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, "Dear friends, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." John makes it clear that we, sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, are able to hear from spirits other than the Holy Spirit. And we see that classically, don't we? As the devil came and spoke to Jesus in the account of the temptations. In the Christian life, there are various classes of spirits that we encounter. There's the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God. And then there are good angels, referred to as ministering spirits in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. There are demons or ungodly evil spirits. And then there are human spirits, because every human being has their own spirit. People are embodied spirits, the spirit being the innermost essence of human nature. So, distinguishing of angels, distinguishing of ungodly spirits and human spirits is only possible by the illumination of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So let's consider some biblical examples very quickly. Remember, someone with the gift of discerning of spirits can perceive what's going on. So let's first of all look at discerning the Holy Spirit. Think about John the Baptist. And in John 1, 32, if you want to quickly turn there, John chapter 1, we read, "Then John gave this testimony, 'I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.'" It was only John who saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. The people around at the time did not see this vision. John was given a supernatural discernment. Why? Because John the Baptist needed it. So that's one example of discerning the Holy Spirit. Secondly, what about discerning angels? Now, there are just so many examples of this in Scripture, but here's one. At the resurrection in John 20, the first part of John 20, Mary Magdalene saw an angel that neither John the Apostle nor Peter could see. Thirdly, what about discerning human spirits? Well, again, in John chapter 1, Jesus looked at Nathanael and described him as a man in whom there is no deceit, John 1 verse 47. But Jesus discerned the opposite of a guileless spirit in people who believed in him only for his miracles. We read this in John chapter 2 verses 23 to 25. It said Jesus knew what was in each person. And in our reading today from Acts chapter 8, Simon the sorcerer comes up and says, "Hey, listen, I'll give you some money. Just give me the power of God." And Peter was able to look in and say, "No, you've got an issue." He said, "Underneath this desire for the power of God, is a deep-rooted bitterness and a crookedness that makes you seek power so you can promote yourself. You've got a deep-rooted issue of insecurity in your life. Peter discerned the wrong motives of Simon the sorcerer. And so in verse 23 of Acts 8, Peter was said to see, not physically, but to perceive or to sense that Simon Magus was filled with bitterness and captive to sin. He discerned it. He saw right to the root of it and confronted the man about it. I think this story is a very helpful one in seeing this gift, this great gift, in operation. So discernment enables you to see what is really there. And then you'll need a word of wisdom to know what to do with it. And we'll often see this, the spiritual gifts, the manifestations of the Spirit working in tandem together. You might very quickly flick across a few more chapters to Acts chapter 14 and verses 8 to 10. Paul discerned or saw that a man who had never walked had faith to be healed. And he knew what the Holy Spirit wanted him to do. And then there's discerning of evil spirits. Lots of examples, but if you turn back to Matthew chapter 9, I'm reading from verse 32. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who'd been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." So what's happening here? Jesus discerned the man's inability to speak was caused by an evil spirit that prevented him from using his vocal cords. When Jesus cast out the evil spirit, immediately the man spoke. So, does that tell us that all muteness is caused by evil spirits? No, it doesn't tell us that. But in this case, an evil spirit was behind it, and Jesus discerned that. You know, in deliverance ministry, which is an absolute core, was an absolute core activity of Jesus and a ministry that he delegated to his disciples. In deliverance ministry, discerning of spirits is of crucial importance. But the gift's actually far broader than its use in seeing people freed from the spider web of demonic oppression. This is a gift for all of us, and we're called to pursue love and eagerly desire the gift of discerning of spirits. Turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas are in Philippi, Acts chapter 16, and particularly verses 16 to 80. So Paul and Silas are in Philippi, and a slave girl is following them around, declaring who they are. Is that a problem? Yeah, because there was evil intent in the pronouncements. Paul discerned that the power of the slave girl was in fact a demonic spirit. The girl was prophesying through a spirit of divination. And the word divination is the word python. Literally, she had a python spirit wrapped around her, speaking into her ear, talking into her. It was invisible to the natural eye. Paul discerned the spirit and simply cast it out. You know, in Scripture, we are commanded to stand firm against Satan and his schemes, and also we're commanded to flee evil. Friends, have nothing to do with horoscopes, Ouija boards, astrology. Otherwise, we run a great chance of being impacted by the same spirit of divination, the Python spirit. Look, they're just some biblical examples of the use and importance of the gift of discernings of spirits, looking at discerning of the Holy Spirit operating, of holy angels, of demonic spirits, and also what's happening with someone's inner human spirit. Discernment enables you to see what is really going on in the spiritual realm. Discerning of spirits is not sort of a natural figuring things out by studying a person's body or the way they're responding in body language. It's not a natural gift. It is supernatural revelation. God reveals something to you. What does he reveal? He reveals what spirit is operating behind some activity or some action. It's a supernatural gift of revelation. It allows us to see right through to what is the root or what's behind the matter. It is a really, really important and valuable manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You know, the ways in which we perceive what spirit or spirits are operating are really numerous, but I want to just very briefly mention four typical ways. One would be vision, where you see something that is not there in the natural. So, example in scripture is the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus as a dove, or something like tongues of fire resting on the disciples at Pentecost. So vision, where you see something that's not in the natural. Or secondly, more commonly, seeing something in the natural, but seeing it with the understanding of the Holy Spirit. And a number of those biblical examples we've looked at fall into this category. Thirdly, having one or more of our senses come alive to what's happening in the spiritual realm. And a key verse in that is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, where the writer to the Hebrews says, "Solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil." The starting point here is to purposely offer our senses to the Lord. I mean, he is the one who created them. And that's how our senses are activated. In my own life, this is how the gift of discerning of spirits most operates for me. One or more of my natural senses are triggered, allowing me to penetrate that natural, spiritual, supernatural interface. Some Christians testify to being able to actually smell the sweet fragrance of the Lord when he's manifesting his presence powerfully in a community of believers. I haven't personally experienced that, but I know numerous people who have. For others, they might feel what you could call a weight on their shoulders, and then they discern what that means. Some see, if you like, in the spirit, something like fire resting on a head. Whatever the communication, we learn by experience to interpret the signals. So what have we thought about as far as the different ways of perceiving? We've talked about vision, where we see something that's not there in the natural. More commonly, we see something in the natural, but we see it with the understanding of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, our senses come alive to what's happening in the spiritual realm. And fourthly, one of the ways of perceiving is actually in association with our dreams. And that's an area where I've seen a significant increase in activity in my life in recent years. Firstly, you need to discern the source of the dream. That is the dream coming just from our own human consciousness? Is it coming from the enemy? Is it coming from the Lord? And then if it's from the Lord, activate the gift of discerning of spirits to understand what's happening in the spiritual realm in relation to something that either has or is or will happen in the natural realm. So that's just four of many ways that we can perceive what spirit or spirits are operating. In John chapter 3, the Holy Spirit is described in metaphorical language as a wind. And friends, we need to set our sails to allow the Holy Spirit to blow us along and also to know where the wind of the Holy Spirit is coming from. Living in the flow of the Holy Spirit, with Him graciously manifesting His presence through the gift of discerning of spirits, that enables us to have insight into someone's needs and enables us to understand that person's heartaches. And then we're able to respond and minister in love. Within the church community, any church community, people will span a wide spiritual range. Some may be present with a heavy or an anxious spirit, others with a weak or a proud spirit, others with a jealous or bitter spirit. And these spiritual attitudes do affect the life of the body. And so the Holy Spirit gives discernment. And then we're able to provide the most appropriate ministry. And the more we do this, the better we become at moving with the Spirit. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit in this gift of discerning of spirits, and indeed in all of the gifts, is for the common good. And I think many of us actually have this gift more than we realize. We see, we perceive, and we know, but we must never use the gift to manipulate. That is, don't become critical of other people. Don't become judgmental. That's not for the common good. That's not pursuing the way of love. Very often what the Holy Spirit wants us to do as He gives us revelation about a situation is to pray into it and continue to pray into it. This stunning manifestation of the Spirit is way more than knowing when demons are around. I mean, that is important, but it's way more than that. Don't be too narrow in the application of this gift, because we want to know what God is doing, don't we? We want to know that. It's super important to discern what's happening spiritually in any expression or activity within the Christian community. So when we come together as God's family, we need to discern what the Holy Spirit's doing. How is He moving? Through whom is He moving? When is He moving? Just in this last week, I was listening to someone give a great exposition on this gift, and I love this illustration. They said, we may need to change the rhythm of a song because the atmosphere of heaven is fast and the song is too slow. We want what we're doing to match what God is doing. I love that. Let me encourage us all to be open to the movements of the Holy Spirit. You see, we might discern a powerful move of the Spirit in a meeting, and then because of that, pause from where we are in the service and actually pray for all who are sick. And if that should happen, how will we respond? Well, we could respond with glad hearts because of the Lord's presence, His love and care for us, or perhaps we might respond with some annoyance that the normal order of the service has been interrupted and this is all just a bit weird. You see, it's challenging, isn't it, to work through our responses. I want to encourage you to ask God to perceive the kinds of work that he's doing in someone's life and then pray into that. And remember again, it's so easy to make this gift about the negative stuff. But my question is, can you see the things of God? Can you see the beauty on somebody? Imagine calling out someone's destiny while they're on their way to getting it, because you're seeing what God is doing. So don't let the discerning of spirits always be about the demonic. It is that, but it's not just that. Be a grace giver, a life giver, someone who is transforming environments. You can't obtain this gift through your own resources. It's supernatural. And God wants us to have it, so ask for it. And as he graciously bestows it, then we have a responsibility to cultivate it. And over time, we learn from experience how to interpret what our senses are picking up. The gift of discerning of spirits is like, it's a sort of GPS for the kingdom of God. But it's much more than just giving us location. It's giving us insight into what's happening on the other side of that natural spiritual interface. It gives us insight as to where to move, away from that which is not of the Lord and towards that which brings him glory and extends his kingdom. And one final word, love must be the driver. 1 Corinthians 13 is strategically placed between 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 to drive home this point. Love must be the center, because without it, discernment can very easily morph into judgmentalism. So stay humble before Jesus and let the Father's desires be yours, be ours. And I want to invite us as we close to join me in prayer, in activating, increasing this gift both individually and in our church life. So join with me in these words. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to be my Saviour. Jesus, you are the Lord of Oak Tree Anglican. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your gracious, powerful presence within me, within us at Oak Tree. Lord, if I currently do not have the gift of the discerning of spirits, then I eagerly desire it for the building up of this church and for the extension of your kingdom. Lord, if I already have the gift of discerning of spirits, then I ask that you might fan it into flame. I ask for an increase. I ask for you to grow me in this magnificent gift. I ask for you to grow us, Oak Tree Anglican, in this magnificent gift. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.